This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
But the Orioles spending real money at free agency, as Pete Alonso, the polar bear, he's coming to town, pending physical, joining us now to talk about that and the other work that still needs to be done by Mike Elias if the Orioles want to get back into that playoff mix after a debacle of a 2025 season. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline from the Baltimore Sun. Let's welcome back to the show, Matt Weirich. Matt, how you feeling?
Doing well, fellas. How we doing?
Doing all right. And Matt, you know, you've been there when Mike Elias has been saying all these things and David Rubenstein saying all these things about spending money and having the wherewithal financially to make a move like this one. They finally did it. That being said, was there any level of skepticism or surprise? Skepticism that they would do it, and were you surprised that they actually did spend significant money, biggest contract they've ever signed to a guy outside of the organization?
Yeah, I mean, certainly they've come out hot this offseason. They make the move for Kittredge first week. They go and they sign Ryan Helsley. They trade for Taylor Ward. So, you know, they've been taking an aggressive approach all offseason. The question was, could they close a deal for somebody at the top at the end of free agency? And maybe the initial thought was that they would be doing it in the rotation, but clearly they're taking the struggles that they had offensively to heart. The Orioles last season, first baseman ranked dead last in MLB with 14 home runs. They just signed the guy who hit the most home runs at the position in Pete Alonso. So it addresses a key need, might create a bit of a logjam at first base. That'll have to be decided, but certainly it is a splashy move and maybe the defining move of the Mike Elias era so far.
Now, as we look at the potential lineup based on the players that are on the roster right now, Matt, and the Orioles were 11th in homers last year, but 2 years ago they were one of the best teams in baseball and mashing the long ball. And, you know, they were great with runners in scoring position 2 years ago in 23 when they won the division. Alonso brings the pop, hit over 300 with runners in scoring position. So where does he fit into the lineup? Yeah, Ward hit 32. Last year, Orioles had a team, let me remind our listeners, nobody hit 20 home runs last year. How does this line up? What's the offensive potential for it based on the personnel right now?
Yeah, if you can get a couple of bounce back seasons from guys like Gunnar Henderson and Adley Rutschman, Jordan Westberg maybe staying healthy, this looks like one of the most dangerous units in the entire American League. You know, with Taylor Ward's addition, maybe Tyler O'Neill stays healthy. You could see this running 6, 7, 8 guys deep if guys start to live up to their potentials. Now, that was the problem last year, was that they were really gambling on the Orioles, living up to their potential, the young guys, and many of them regressed. However, you know, with these additions now with Taylor Ward and Pete Alonso, I think there's a lot of different ways you could put this lineup together. Maybe it looks a little bit different against lefties versus righties, but I think there's a lot of candidates for that number one spot, and that's really where I think it'll kind of decide the rest is who they want to lead off with. If you go with Gunnar Henderson, you know, you've got a lot of right-handed sluggers all of a sudden, and that might create a pocket that you kind of have to break up with a lefty or a switch hitter like Rutschman. But maybe you go with a right-hander at leadoff. Maybe that's Taylor Ward, who did lead off a lot for the Angels over the years and certainly could be the candidate to do that against lefties. So I think it's going to depend on how Craig Albernaz wants to slot in the leadoff spot and really protect Gunnar Henderson from having to face too many lefties like he did last year.
Now, Matt, we look at, you mentioned the logjam at first base. Yeah, Mountie, who they offered a deal to, he could make upwards of $8 million in arbitration. Coby Mayo used to be untouchable. I'm guessing that tag is no longer there. They've already extended Bisaio, who I guess will platoon. Well, Wieters. I keep Freudian slipping Wieters. It's Rutschman's going to be the starter, and then Bisaio will be the backup, get his sacks at first and left-handed DH. So who goes? Is it going to be Mayo? Going to be Mountie? Packaged with whom as they look for another starting pitcher here, I would assume, to bolster the rotation. And does that even preclude them from signing a free agent in regards to big-ticket money spending here too?
Yeah, I definitely could still see them shopping at the front of the market for starting pitching. It does sound like they are still in the conversations for guys like Ranger Suarez and Framber Valdez. So I wouldn't rule them out for really anybody at this point, especially now that they've demonstrated they can and will spend like a true contender. So, you know, with that said, if they make a trade, maybe Coby Mayo gets thrown in for a starting pitcher. Maybe they flip Ryan Mountcastle to a first base needy team. You know, Boston was rumored to be among the finalists for Alonso. They need first base help. Maybe Mountcastle could be an answer there, rare in-division trade. But certainly, I think it's really going to depend on what they do in the rotation first. And then, you know, if the logjam still isn't cleared by then, you know, worst comes to worst, they could cut bait with Ryan Mountcastle and only be owing a prorated version of his salary if they were to cut bait with him by opening day. It's a weird loophole that's in the CBA over arbitration players. So Mountcastle, while still under contract for now, they do have a potential out, you know, if they aren't able to get any kind of semblance of value for him or for Mayo.
Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. And you mentioned Kittredge, and the Orioles brought him back. They signed Helsley to be the back end. As Albernaz said at the winter meetings a couple of days ago, he will be the closer. What work still needs to be done in the bullpen before we're comfortable with them, at least on paper, headed to Sarasota?
Yeah, I think they still need one more left-handed reliever. And, you know, that's a bit of a tough market right now. You know, Gregory Soto, who had a 4-plus ERA for the Orioles and Mets last season, just signed with the Pirates for north of $7 million. You know, that's just kind of the going rate right now, considering the lack of left-handed options available. You know, Keegan Aiken is the Orioles' best option in-house currently for that role. And, you know, he has done some late leverage inning type things before, but he really isn't a lefty specialist. This is kind of the one thing that this bullpen is missing. But Mike Elias did say that he does want to leave open a spot or two for guys to compete in spring training. You know, guys like Cade Stroud, Rico Garcia, Dietrich Enns, those types who really impressed down the stretch. Maybe they are the solutions there. But also it probably depends on the rotation. You know, if they go out and get one starter, okay, you can move Cade Povich to AAA, but you go out and get two, all of a sudden, is Tyler Wells factoring into the bullpen mix? Dean Kramer, if you really go and get somebody who can give you a lot of innings, you don't necessarily need that from Kramer. Does he become a long man? So I think there's still work to be done, and it really just starts with the rotation and the ripple effects, I think, will be felt across the roster.
Hey, Matt, what is Alonso going to bring to the clubhouse off the field?
Yeah, you know, I think that being a proven winner, a guy who's done it in the postseason, you know, he has more home runs in the playoffs than the Orioles do as a whole team since 2017. So, you know, he has that kind of pedigree, somebody who, you know, has played in a big market, you know, seen a lot of big name players and a lot of leaders come through that clubhouse over the years. You know, that experience is something that I just think is intangible and is really something that this clubhouse was lacking. You know, Tyler O'Neill actually had the most service time of any player under contract heading into the winter meetings, just with 7 years playing time. So, you know, for Alonso to come in now and really be that veteran presence already in his 30s, who's been there, done that, and knows what it takes to win, I think he's going to be a North Star for this clubhouse to follow in a lot of ways.
Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun, talking about the Orioles. Winter meetings are done, but the Orioles have made a splash for sure, and other moves we expect of the big-time variety would be happening, hopefully, before we get to Sarasota Spring Training 2026. Matt, if we don't talk to you, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you and the family, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Appreciate it, guys. You too.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks, there you go, Matt Weirich, everybody. We'll come back. Vinny's film breakdown of the Bengals defense. Shift back to the Ravens. Baltimore looking to break this two-game skid on the road against Cincinnati. Ravens actually have a better road record than they do home record. And Cincinnati on life support when it comes to playoff hopes. I mean, you talk about controlling your own destiny. They're the exact opposite of that. They would need everyone else to lose over the course of the next 4 weeks. But the film breakdown of their D, NFL lunch at 1 o'clock. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, coming up at 1:30. Talk real and fantasy football with him. And if you want to talk about the Ravens and their struggles as of late, you can do that. And Pete Alonso's coming to Baltimore. Is it a big move? Sure. Is it one that gets them over the hump in the American League East? No, they need work. No doubt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.